The Advocacy Office provides confidential and free representation, guidance, and assistance to students engaged in conflict with UBC. We advocate for students in preparing and attending formal meetings, hearings, and appeals against the university. Specifically, our office helps students with matters of student discipline, such as cheating, collaboration, or plagiarism, assigned standing, admissions, and financial assistance. We can also assist you in appeals to decisions made by UBC Library, parking, or housing. You are not alone. We're here to help. For more information, call 822-9855 or visit the website at www.ams.ubc.ca/advocacy.
Walking alone at night can be scary!
Stop right there, student. Why walk alone when you can call SafeWalk? The safety and comfort of everyone on campus is important. That's why we're here.
SafeWalk is a free, student-run foot patrol service with two-person co-ed teams that will meet you and accompany you anywhere on campus to make sure you get there safely.
Keep an eye out for our bright red reflective jackets and signature foot logo, and let your next walk be with us.
What a huge relief! Now I'll never have to worry about the terrors that could happen when walking through such a big campus at night.
For a walk, you can call 604-822-5355. Use one of our direct line phones located in some of the campus libraries. Use one of the big blue phone booths. Or even ask campus security to contact us.
If you see walkers around campus and you'd like them to accompany you, stop and ask.
Hello, and you are listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. The show is live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. On the show tonight, we don't actually have a band live in studio. We're going to do a rebroadcast of a previous show that's happening at 10 o'clock. I think we're going to play the super fantastic show that happened on Canada Day. That's a pretty good show. You might have missed it. That happened on the afternoon of Canada Day, so not the usual time slot, so that might be interesting. On the show, I'm also going to talk to Eli Leary, who is part of Girls Rock Camp Vancouver. We're going to talk a bit to her about what that is about. And there's a big show coming up this Saturday at Wise Hall with Gang Violence, Apollo Ghosts, and DJ Frashcan. So that's happening on Saturday. We're going to talk to her in about 10, 15 minutes' time. Before that happens, I'm going to play some music. Let's start off the set with some, what am I playing? ESL on CITR.
I said walk. to show us we are only made of water and bones. Someone will try to tell you, someone will turn and try to sell you water and stones. You with your restless eyes remind me of all my lies. Put your hands around my neck, for I have got what we will get. Put your hands around my neck, for I have got what we will get.
knew I could tell the future, but I did. I left and you were lost.
Hello, and you are listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. You just heard a band from Vancouver, they're from Montreal, Pony Up, off the album Stay Gold. Making More Believe is the name of the song. And before that, I played some Collapsing Opposite. That's a band from Vancouver, off the album Wheel of Chance, Duckling. And before that, I play Great Aunt Ida from the album I'll Fall. She used to be from Vancouver, and now she lives in Toronto. And I start off the set with some ESL off their album Eye Contact, and they are from Vancouver. So a lot of Vancouver bands. On the phone with me right now, hopefully this is working, I have Eli Leary. Hello.
Hi, Ben.
Oh, awesome. This works. I wasn't sure. And you are the project coordinator of Girls Rock Camp Vancouver.
I sure am the project coordinator of Girls Rock Camp.
Can you tell me a little bit about what that is?
Sure. We're doing our first year of Girls Rock Camp in Vancouver. There's a worldwide alliance of Girls Rock Camps, the Girls Rock Camp Alliance. And it's it started in Portland 9 years ago, I think, which is where the Riot Girl scene started as well, so it made a lot of sense for it to start there. And so we've decided to apply to join the Alliance and try to have a camp for the first time in Vancouver, and we've gotten an amazing response.
Oh, excellent. So what is it about, the gist of it? So it's a rock camp for
rock,
I guess,
camp.
Kids? What kind of age are we talking about?
Yeah, it's for girls ages 8 to 18, and we're doing it in the Urban Native Youth Association building, which is on Hastings and Commercial, and it's a week-long day camp. The girls come on the first day, and as a sorting tool, we use genre up, and we have, like, signs around the room. So kids, we do icebreakers and all sorts of camp things, and then we say, okay, go stand under the genre that you would like to play. And then kids go stand underneath, and in about half an hour, they form a band. Kids know their instrument before they come to camp. So that under every genre, you know, they try to find a drummer, a guitarist or two, or however they want to make their band. And then band coaches and managers do the same thing. And throughout the week, the girls get instrument instruction and band practice and workshops. And then on the Saturday after camp, they play at the East Van Cultural Center as their final performance.
Awesome, awesome. So would they be writing those songs, or are they...
Yeah, they are going to write original songs. Some of the kids have played instruments, like some of the teenagers have experience, but we have a lot of 8-year-olds this year and a lot of kids that don't have any experience. So they get 2 hours of intensive instruction in the morning, and then in the afternoon they have loud band practice where they take their new skills and throw something together.
No, that sounds awesome. And how many kids, girls, are involved this year? Like
attending? This year there's 30. Mm-hmm. We're keeping it pretty small, just so we can, you know, really get a handle on what we're doing, and also so we can really provide a great week for everyone. We're doing the food as well, so we're feeding everyone. Oh. And we pretty much have like 1 to 2 right now for volunteers to kids. So I feel like the quality of instruction and care is going to be amazing because there's really great people involved. So.
Excellent. And the one in Portland, for example, how big does it grow into? Do you know?
They do about 100 kids a session. I just went down and volunteered, and I think there was 75 kids in that session.
Right.
And then they also have a Girls Rock Institute, and they have a space, so they do an after-school program.
All right. Yeah. So you're on CID here with us. I'm talking on the phone with Eli from Girls Rock Camp Vancouver. My other question for you is, so what kind of people do you have as, I guess, teachers and instructors and speakers, I guess, at the camp?
Just
musicians.
We have a lot of our friends, just like people that play in bands and just like women from the East End community, as well as there's some people that I have no idea who they are. We've just done phone interviews with them, and they seem amazing, and... Everyone has to get a crim check done and the interviews, and so far I'm really excited with the folks involved.
Awesome. And a lot of instruments. So you even have vocal coaches?
We have vocal coaches. Sarah Cordingly is going to be one of our vocal coaches.
That's awesome. She's
pretty excited.
Yeah, she is in the band Gang Violence, among other things. And you guys have, I guess, keyboards, guitars, bass, and drums for now?
Yeah.
Okay.
And vocals. And we're going to try to put in a little bit of a hip-hop element. In one of the break rooms, have some turntables set up so kids, because we got a lot of kids that want to DJ.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
So we're just going to do some practice scratching and stuff like that.
Right. And is it strictly just, get in the room and play music, or is there other workshops or other things? Other than, I guess you have DJing, but...
The workshops are actually going to be really neat. Like, it's a music camp, but our main focus is actually on building self-esteem and cultivating a supportive community for girls. We're pretty focused on social change and fighting sexism and all of these things, but we're doing it through music. So we're going to do workshops, everything from self-defense to screen printing your own T-shirt, to image and identity, zine making. It's going to be pretty broad, and we're going to try to cover a lot of stuff, but mostly just create a really great, safe environment for the girls.
Excellent. And you have a sort of a fundraiser show coming up this Saturday at the Wise Hall.
Yes.
That is with Gang Violence.
Gang Violence and Apollo Ghosts and DJ Trashcan, which is Shelby Stocks, ex-organ drummer.
Oh, awesome.
And she's great. She actually got the Cobalt Dancing one night, and I've never seen that before. So.
Oh, sweet. That's awesome.
Yeah.
And, how is the funding going? Like, do you have some kind of goals that you're trying to some kind of target, or are you guys doing, do you need more? Well, always need more money, but...
Well, we thought we would get about $5,000 from tuition, and we tried to match that in fundraising. Mm-hmm. And it ended up that we've actually subsidized more kids than we thought we have, mm-hmm. which is a really big goal for us. We want to be able to send kids to camp that are from low-income families. So, yeah, we're a little behind on our fundraising. We're doing okay because it's first year and Anya is donating the space. Mm-hmm. That's a big thing for us. That would have been a really big cost, a rental space.
Right.
Okay. we're still looking to raise a lot of funds, like not just for this year, but to be able to make our group sustainable so we can keep on with this project.
For sure. Yeah. It's a really good cause. And there's a website that people can go to at girlsrockcampvancouver.ca.
Yes,
there is. That's where you can find out information. And the camp starts pretty in about
August 17th, and it goes to August 21st, and then the final showcase is at the Culch on Saturday, August 22nd.
Okay, excellent.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks so much for talking to us, Eli.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, hopefully, I'm sure it'll work out great. It's a great cause. As I was saying, it sounds awesome, and I'm sure you have tons of fun, and everybody will as well.
Cool, thanks. We'll see you on Saturday.
Yeah, see you on Saturday. And I'm going to play some Apollo Ghost and Gang Violence after this.
Excellent.
Okay, awesome. You're listening to CITR Radio. Bye.
Bye.
And in my defense, I didn't know that gun was loaded. And in my defense, I didn't know that girl was loaded. And in my defense, I didn't know my dad was loaded. Well then, officer, I'm begging you, please, 'cause all my friends are here tonight at Angel Acre.
George W. It said, son, I hate to trouble you, but this war of mine is going bad.
Mission Folk Music Festival. Worldwide music, small town heart. This year featuring folk legend Tom Paxton, Tenores Dinianelli from Sardinia, Switzerland Stimhorn, singer Ivor from the Faroe Islands, T. Nile, and more. A one-hour escape from Vancouver, the festival is located at Fraser River Heritage Park. Come enjoy the festival from July 24th to July 26th. More information at www.missionfolkmusicfestival.ca.
You pulled me from a dancing reverie.
From Vancouver, that was Gang Violence, a song called Serious Face. And before that, I played another Vancouver band, Apollo Ghost. They're both playing this Saturday at Wise Hall, which is on Adirondack and Victoria. That's July 25th. It's a fundraiser for Girls Rock Camp Vancouver. I just talked to Eli from, who's the project coordinator for Girls Rock Camp Vancouver. It's a really good cause. You guys should go and support it. They need all the money they can raise for having, you know, getting girls out and playing rock music. It's good. It's awesome. Sounds awesome. You are listening to Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell on the show tonight. No live bands, but we're going to play an old one for you. Is that good enough? Maybe all right. I am going to play Super Fantastics from Halifax. They play here about, at the beginning of the month, which is on Canada's Day. It was a special show. It wasn't on a Thursday night. So some of you, my two regular listeners, may have missed it anyways. So we'll do that. I am now going to talk a bit about Olio Festival. The Live on Thunderbird Radio Hall is sponsored by the Olio Festival. Olio is a not-for-profit Vancouver-based cultural expose with music, comedy, design, art, and film from across Canada and beyond. The four-day festival begins on August 13th with every night based in a different neighborhood. Visit www.oliofestival.com for the festival lineup and the answers to all your questions. Passes are available online at www.oliofestival.com or at Red Cat, Zulu, Scratch, and Beat Street Records. So yeah, Olio Festival, sponsored by CITR in general. What am I going to play? What am I playing? Oh, this is an old Vancouver band. They're called The Cinch. They broke up a while ago, but still good. This is a song called Once a Week. We'll be right back.
Sunday, August 2nd at noon, the Vancouver Pride Parade starts downtown at Robson and Thurlow. Showcasing Canada's proud diversity, Vancouver's Pride Parade ran 500,000 strong last year. Join the celebration as we support the LGBT community worldwide. Parade entries are full, but find your spot to watch at vancouverpride.ca. Festival events run all week.
I know a place to go when things are getting low.
The lights are down and the sound.
That is Bon Tempi off the album What Keeps Us Awake. The Diabolica is the name of the song. Before that, I played another band, Carla and Lynette from Bon Tempi started a new band in Toronto called Sister. That's what I played. Feather on Ocean 4 off the MySpace site. So Sister, they're in Toronto right now. Bon Tempi used to be a band from Vancouver. Before Sister, I played some Vancouver, which is obviously from Vancouver, off the Mint release, Canadian Tuxedo. Obvious is the name of the song. A funny song because there's only one chorus line in the song. Before Vancouver, I played some The Cinch. The Cinch EP is the song that the album that I play from once a week is the name of the song. CeCe Rose from The Cinch, also in Vancouver. You are listening to Live from Thunderbird Radio Hall on CITR 101.9 FM. In about 10 minutes' time, I'm going to be playing a repeat of the Super Fantastics recording they played here live on Canada Day. We're going to play that for you at around 10 o'clock, so stick around for that. And Becky is finally here.
Sorry.
How are you doing?
I'm good.
You just made it in time.
I thought that you were going to go for 2 hours and that I would be coming in and saving you with my energy, but yeah. I missed it.
You missed it. Well, you got 10 minutes.
Well, I hope you're playing something good.
No, no, none of that stuff. No, it's all good. Everything is good. Right, now I can't remember what I'm going to play next.
It's because I have so much energy. I'm ready to revive the show.
We're going to play some Dashes. This is a band
called... I love them!
And this is actually recorded on CITR while on this very own program. This is a song from Dashes called Street Believes on Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. Thank you.
Hold on and storm cloud that you always walk under. You fall away from winter, spring, and on into summer. You live your life inside a love story. Can you define for me romantic casualty? Endless outcomes for your endless measures. How can you decide there's always something better? When you walk into the room and you survey the scene, but it's so fast, so clean, makes you feel lonely. Oh, I'm looking forward to spending some time with you. I'll tell you something, the whole world's running away from you. You've got nothing, the whole world's running away.
The Basement Suite off the album Falls Apart. I play it all the time because it's an awesome song, and because Chris Call, it's just like, it's also one of his favorite songs. I don't know, good. And before Basement Suite, I played some Gangbang off the album Darren the Robot. And before that, some Julie Duran, and then some Dashes. And now Becky have something to say. Is that on?
I tried to put them on. Okay. Thunderbird Radio Hell is sponsored by the Olio Festival. Olio is a not-for-profit Vancouver-based cultural exposé with music, comedy, design, art, and film from across Canada and beyond. The four-day festival begins on August 13th, with every night based in a different neighborhood. Visit www.oliofestival.com for the festival lineup and the answers to all of your questions. All of them. Passes are available online at that website or at Red Cat, Zulu, Scratch, and Beat Street Records. And they're super cheap. And that's me, not what I'm reading. I mean it.
Awesome. So that is it for the show tonight. I'm going to play, I was mentioning some Super Fantastic. They're a nice indie pop band from Halifax. Thanks for coming out, Becky. You have your show, not this Monday.
But
oh,
I'm,
you do.
I'm filling in for, well, it's next week on CITR is the annual show swap. So we're all taking on shows out of our genre, and I'm taking over Third Time's a Charm Tuesday morning from 9:30 to 11:30. So if you think my voice is raspy now, tune in at 9:30 Tuesday morning and just wait.
They might just think you're Bryce.
Yeah. And then it's also will have a show Monday.
How come Bryce doesn't talk as much today?
Yeah. Hey. You listen to Third Time's a Charm.
Just keep... Anyways. Nothing. I have nothing. My show's going to get canceled, isn't it?
No. No, it's going to be great. I'm really excited. And tune in all week because Show Swap is the best train wreck ever.
It'll be awesome. It'll be awesome. This show won't be swapped next week. My friends, also a good band, Anna is going to be here playing live next week, a two-piece noise explosion.
Oh, like a train wreck noise explosion.
Pretty much. So I'm going to cue up Super Fantastic. This was recorded on Canada
Day. Don't worry, Ben is not going away. You'll just hear him like last week.
Yeah.
It's even better.
There we go. We'll see. Well, I don't know if I cue it properly. We'll see. And then Linus and Hypnotic Groove is up after this little thing from Super Fantastic.
And you're listening to CITR?
101.9 FM. The Super Fantastics.
I sold my fortune for 50 grand. I divided the portions, my possessions and land. We had lived there for ages, through summer and fall. But summer turned winter, and you never told. Drive by there often and remember the day when the sun wouldn't shine and we would dance in the rain. Our life seems so simple, as life often seems, but simple so fleeting under life's
the Super Fantastics from Halifax, and we're going to play a couple songs for you.
Hi.
Hi, you, all you out there in Radioland.
I'm Steph. This is Matt. And we're in some kind of cafeteria kind of room playing some songs live for you right now.
Glitter that you hold
inside
in this construction paper card.
From
all of those who wish you well.
Goodbye.
Still miss those Tuesday nights in hell.
Turn off
the TV and let's go outside.
Sunshine.
I haven't seen it in a while.
Place your
money on the winning seat.
Smiling.
I was
outstretched hand is all you need. There comes a time when they take you away to the countryside and you're never heard from again. They may grow from your bones. Have they may grow from your bones.
Stay cold
like the glitter that you hold
inside
in this construction paper card.
Test your
luck and maybe you will win.
We'll spin.
You never know how it will end.
Super Fantastics live in a cafeteria. No, it's a lounge, although it's right.
We got a million cups and mugs and stuff hanging around. We got a million fridges. There's a dance party going on in here with that light.
There is a neat light that lights up according to how loud the volume is.
Exactly. You know what? I didn't even notice that, and I didn't realize it was doing that until maybe like 3-4 weeks into it. I was like, oh,
wow.
It lights up when I talk. It's so exciting.
I can't imagine that revelation. You probably just started going, that, like testing it.
Did it make you sound more, did it make you feel more powerful?
It totally does. Now that's the only thing I live for now on the show. So thanks for coming out. That sounded great.
Thank you for having us.
You guys are from Halifax.
Yes.
And what makes you come to this part of town, this part of the country?
Oh, it's just beautiful up here. I think Canada is amazing geographically, and I can't pass up any opportunity to explore it. So.
You guys part of a tour? Or what's going on right now?
Yeah, we're on tour right now. We left about a little over a week ago, and so we flew into Calgary, played the Sled Island Music Festival, and so we've just been traveling around Western Canada since then. And so the last couple of days we've been in British Columbia, and... The next few days we'll be in British Columbia. Yeah.
And you played a show last night at the Railway Club.
Yes.
Have you ever been to the Railway Club?
I have never been to the Railway Club before, but it was very neat. I liked how at the ceiling level they had model train tracks going around. No trains, unfortunately, but probably for the best, because given the volume, they would have derailed.
Yeah. They do have trains, and it depending on the night, you can ask them to turn them on. I should have. If I would have known,
just how loud the volume was in there, the vibrations would have just shook them right off the track. Probably hit someone in the head. Maybe
crazy.
A whole lawsuit,
injury, lawsuits, and then
so it's good.
It was a really fun show, though. We played Raw Raw and the Sleepless Nights. Sleepless Nights are our friends from way back.
I used to play in that band. I actually rejoined them for a few songs.
Oh, very nice.
Last night. It was fun.
Yeah, the Railway is probably one of the longest running venues in town. All the other ones seem to be just going and flowing. So
off the rails, if you will.
Off the rails.
Halifax is the same problem.
Yeah. So very quickly, well, doesn't have to be quick, but how did you guys get started? What happened?
Well, we had some mutual friends, and over a game of tips, which is this frisbee-based game, which some of you listeners may be familiar with, it's sort of a lazy man's ultimate frisbee.
Oh, yeah.
We met, and Steph expressed that she would like to learn how to play the drums, and so I offered to teach her, and then we started.
Wait, was this while you were still with Sleepless Nights, or no?
I had actually just joined Sleepless
Nights
at
that
point.
Time.
Yeah. How long ago was that?
That would have been late 2005.
Oh, yeah. It's a while ago. Yeah.
Wow.
It was a while ago.
Yeah, it is a while ago. Time flies.
And it's been wonderful ever since.
Yes. I'd like to think so.
Yeah. I think we have very low expectations just because we didn't really mean to start a band.
Yeah.
I just kind of wanted to learn drums. So we didn't really plan on ever recording or ever touring. So when all that stuff happened, it was just like a pleasant surprise.
Right. And when you first started, did you have a direction in mind at all, or did it just kind of happen? I guess you guys are sort of more of a pop rock.
I guess pop rock. I guess, no, I didn't really start with any direction, or we didn't really start with any direction. It was just sort of, I had a natural inclination to write pop songs. And
right.
So it just became that.
If that's honorable.
Had it been doom metal, we might be a doom metal band.
Yeah, we were actually pretty lucky because I wanted to learn how to play drums. I wasn't concerned with what genre of music I was playing. And I didn't even know if Matt and I had the same... We weren't even friends, so we didn't even know if we were going to get along or if we're going to have the same sense of humor or the same taste in music. So it just... fell together pretty perfectly.
Awesome. So, Super Fantastics live on CITR, and you guys got more songs.
A couple more songs. A few
and
more.
This one's off our album called Pop-Up Book, and it's called Oh, How You Used to Know Me Well Back Then.
My memory is failing me, it seems. I'm not the boy I used to be, standing at your front door on Hunter Street. I didn't call you when I was on tour, and you walked right out the door.